This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettiglia along with Charlie Long. We'll be joined by Steve Geller at 5:45 for our triple option feature. Man, a lot of news coming down over the weekend and certainly today. Saints-wise, tomorrow we'll have a lot of sound from Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore as they meet the press as things start up for the Saints this coming Wednesday. Practice sessions kick off, and we'll have all that information and sound for you here right on the Big 870 WWL. Over the weekend, the Saints came to terms with Tyler Shuck, their second-round pick, a fully guaranteed four-year deal worth $10.8 million, a signing bonus of right around $4.5 million. And so well, that was a lot of angst. You knew eventually this was going to happen pretty quick. They want Tyler in camp, and Tyler wanted to be here in camp. So they officially got it done over the weekend, and he signed today. They have not officially announced it, but the agency for veteran defensive end Jonathan Bullard, who's bounced around this league but started 17 games last year for the Minnesota Vikings, has agreed to terms with the Saints. Versatility with him. He's played defensive end, defensive tackle, solid player against the run. Man, smart player, good technician. Has never been a dynamic pass rusher, but he plays the run well, and he'll be part of that rotation. And it reunites him with Brandon Staley, who was his defensive coordinator with the Chicago Bears years ago. So we'll get, hopefully, I think probably either later tonight or tomorrow, the full deal on Jonathan Bullard. And at 4:40, we'll have on with us Greg Cosell from NFL Films, one of our best guests. And Greg does a great job. And we'll talk to Greg about Jonathan Bullard and also things with the Saints and also with training camp starting up, NFC South, those sort of things. One thing with Greg, you throw him a question, he can answer it if it's NFL-wise. But big news today, Charlie, and you brought it up in the flash, that Jake Retzlaff, the former starting quarterback at BYU, has decided to walk on at Tulane Green Wave. And for the Green Wave, this is a big addition. And we've had John Summerall on a few times, and he really sort of praised his defense. He liked what he had saw in the spring, what he was able to add to the roster. But, Charlie, you could hear in his voice that was uncertainty at quarterback. It was a wide-open race there for the job. Last year, 11-2, as you brought up, he led BYU. And he was the number one rated JUCO player in the country at quarterback. And Summerall was trying to get him to go to Troy. And he decides to sign on with BYU. He had met with the BYU officials because he knew he was going to get a 7-game suspension, breaking the BYU honor code, premarital sex. This all sort of stimulated from back in May when he was accused of assault of a woman back in 2023. Ratzlaff has denied it. He was never charged legally. Then the lawsuit was dismissed on June 30th. Both parties agreed to dismiss the lawsuit, but he did admit to breaking the honor code at BYU. He's a gunslinger, Charlie. Haven't watched him play. Man, he takes some chances on the field, but he's got a nice over-the-top delivery. It comes out of his hand real fast. He can throw that short intermediate pass really well. He talked in the spring about getting better with decision-making. And you can tell he thinks he can put a football anywhere out on the field. And that's a bad habit because when you, a high school quarterback or, you know, you maybe a JUCO quarterback, a lot of pressure is put on you to make play after play after play. Sometimes the best throw is an incompletion. That part, I think he's learned through lessons, but man, he was putting balls up in between defenders and it was tight coverage. So he talked a lot about that in the spring, getting better with that, with his decision-making process. But I do think Coach Summerall has filled his starting quarterback spot with Jake Retzloff.
So a couple things here, Mike. BYU 11-2 this past season in the 13 games started by Jake Retzloff, just a shade under 3,000 passing yards this past year. And to your point about gunslinger mentality, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions is quite a bit in those 13 games. But also some nice numbers on the ground with 417 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. I know that you said that his scrambling capabilities are, you know,
it's above average.
Yeah, right.
It's
He's above not average. Like an elite runner by any stretch of the imagination, but he can run if he wants to. Now, the thing that stood out to me, Mike, Brett McMurphy posted this earlier that the odds for the group of five teams to make the college football playoff, Boise State leading the way at plus 190. Number two out of every group of five school, Tulane at plus 850, Mike Dettelier.
Yes, indeed. And again, things kind of came apart last year for Tulane late. I always wonder when your coach and coaching staff, you're involved and, man, your name gets put out there for different jobs. And the North Carolina job was the prominent one at the time that his name was brought up quite a bit with of what that does distraction wise to a team. You can say, oh, no, it didn't distract us. Yeah. Man, listen, it don't take much to distract people today. And so, man, I think that, Coach Summerall has talked about to us about how he feels about his defense. Still that big question mark at quarterback. I think he solved it here. And I do have to give credit where credit's due. Matty Hudak had this the day he announced he was leaving BYU. She said Tulane would be in the mix, heavily in the mix for Retzloff. And sure enough today, Pete Thamel broke the story for Fox Sports that he was indeed going to walk on at Tulane University. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and for Corey Adams. Edna Carr standout, tragically killed Saturday night in Cordova, Tennessee, just weeks away from being a freshman on the Ole Miss football team, and so much promise for him. And, you know, I mean, just it breaks your heart. A young man with so much going for him, and to have this happen, we see it so much today. Way too much. And so I know everybody here at WWL, we send our thoughts and prayers out to Corey Adams, his family, and also the Edna Carr family, a very close unit there. And so just a tragic situation. And again, we thinking about you, Corey, because he was a good young man in life. Really, really was. We'll be back with more sports talk and Greg Cosell from NFL Films right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from NFL Films, Greg Cosell. Gregory, great to have you back on with us.
Mike, what's happening, my man?
All right, doing great. I'm going to throw this out at you, Greg, because over the weekend the Saints came up with the deal, the four-year guaranteed deal with Tyler Shuck, and he signed today officially. But right. I remember this was back in January. You were one of the first guys to really highly tout Tyler Shuck as a prospect. Before anybody else started talking about Shuck, you were one of the first guys, or the first guy that I can remember, really talking about he could end up being, say, a top 45 pick in the draft. And so we look back at it, and I know you've talked about it before with us, but your feelings on Tyler, his maturity, and certainly he has the physical traits that you're looking for in a starting quarterback. How quickly that all comes together NFL-wise. People are spoiled today, Greg. Man, Jaden Daniels did it. C.J. Stroud did it. Okay, not everybody's those two guys.
Well, I have to give credit where credit is due. It was actually Louis Riddick who told me about him because he did a couple of Louisville games during the season, and he was in our building every week. So I watched him very early on in the process. And, again, everything I say about guys is based on tape study. I thought his college tape this past year at Louisville was really good. I thought he looked the part of an NFL quarterback. I thought his mechanics were clean. I thought he stayed on the midline. You know, that's something that is very rarely talked about. And you know, Mike, if you talk to offensive linemen, they will tell you that if the quarterback drifts, if he just moves for no reason, that that's a big problem. And I thought that Tyler Shuck just really had a great understanding of that. It was very innate to him. He's got a very easy delivery. To me, just looked like a good NFL quarterback prospect. And I actually thought after I watched, I probably watched 13 or 14 quarterbacks that came out in this draft class, I thought his tape was the second best behind Cam Ward. Now, again, as you said, no one knows what that means right now. I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to be a great player. There's so many variables involved. But I thought his tape suggested that he could be a good NFL quarterback.
Craig, the crazy thing about it, you brought this up and it popped in my head. Zach Strief, he did play by play with us for a while with Saints game before he got into coaching. And remember one time we doing a second guest show and he told me, Mike, I couldn't play with Ben Roethlisberger. And I'm like, why not? He's like, Mike, he's to my left. He's to my right. Next thing you know, and he's like, man, that nothing drives an offensive lineman crazier than not knowing where your quarterback was. He said, I was so gifted from God that I had Drew Brees, and I always sort of knew where Drew was. But he said, with Roethlisberger, you got no clue where he is from play to play.
No, and again, no one's arguing that Ben Roethlisberger's not a great player. I'm sure Zach wouldn't say that either. But offensive linemen really have a hard time with that because, first of all, as you know, every play is called. There's details and nuance and subtlety to every play. And if it's not executed just that way, the play becomes a little bit random. And Roethlisberger, to his credit, was able to make those outside of structure plays at a really high level. But when you play with Drew Brees, as you know, everything is about as precise as it possibly can be. And Tyler Shuck was like that. And, you know, he also showed enough mobility and athleticism to get outside the pocket to make throws on the move and to occasionally run for a first down. He won't be considered a playmaker, but he can run for a first down here and there.
Over the weekend, it hasn't been officially announced by the Saints, but his agency announced it, that Jonathan Bullard, the veteran defensive lineman, who's bounced around this league, but he started 17 games last year for the Vikings. And I've always thought, Greg, he's a solid player against the run. He's instinctive. He runs the field well. He's never been a dynamic pass rusher, never, in the NFL. But he brings you some versatility, in that he's played end and tackle, and it reunites him with Brandon Staley, who worked with him when he was in Chicago.
And I think that's the key, the versatility element, because Brandon Staley is going to put in, whether you want to call it a 3-4, 5-2, whatever you want to call it, that front where there's basically five guys on the ball and two stack backers as the base front. And Bullard in that front can probably play three or four different positions. So I think that's the reason he was brought in. He's familiar with Brandon Staley, and he can play all those positions. And as you said, he's not going to play 50 or 60 snaps a game. But, you know, if he can play 20 or 25, he's played in this league, and he's been a solid rotational player. That's what he is.
Greg, I think one of the things we sort of forget about last year was that the Saints' starting wide receiver core was wiped out. You know, Olave had the concussion issues. Rashid Shaheed goes down early with an injury. And I think, you know, Rashid's one of those guys that if I was a coordinator in this league, he would sort of keep me up at night because Speed never had a bad day in his life, and he got it with pads and a helmet on.
You're right.
And I think he's in for a big season if he can stay healthy.
Well, I think the main thing with guys like that, we know he can run, and he truly can run. I mean, we say that about a lot of guys, and then they get to the NFL, and it doesn't show up on tape. He can run, and it shows up on tape. But I think the key with someone like him is, can he become a little more complete so that he's not just a one-dimensional player? And there's no question that that kind of speed does change the way defenses have to play, and certainly on the back end. But you'd love for him, and I'm not suggesting he's going to catch 100 balls, but you'd love for him to become more than just a guy that occasionally is going to catch, you know, a 60-yard touchdown. That would be a great thing. Obviously, they brought in Brandon Cooks, a veteran. He's been around the league. It's interesting why he's been with so many teams, because he always seems to produce. We just hope Olave can stay healthy. It's always concerning when you get the multiple concussions. I don't know how the receiver core will play out. Mike, you know more than I being there. But I found Bub Means to be a really interesting prospect when he came out of Pittsburgh, and I thought when he got an opportunity to play some last year, I thought he showed pretty well.
You know, Greg, I wanted to hop in here and just ask you, because Mike and I talk about the young talent on the Saints roster, and one of those guys whose stock you should probably buy now before it really starts soaring through the roof is what was the left tackle this past year, what's likely going to be the right tackle this year, and Talia Asefuaga, their first-round pick from the 2024 draft. I want to get your thoughts on him and what you saw from him in his rookie campaign, because he was a right tackle at Oregon State. He plays left tackle in his rookie year with the Saints, and now with them picking Kelvin Banks Jr., it's expected that he's supposed to move back over to right tackle.
Yeah, I thought he played well overall, particularly since he had to make that adjustment, because that's not as easy as people think. You know, people just assume, oh, move him to right tackle, move him to left tackle. It's a whole different ball game. I thought he played well. I mean, and he's a big, strong, physical kid. I thought he handled himself well for the most part in pass protection, which would have been the concern. So now he'll go back to a position that he's probably more comfortable with, because that's what he played in college for 2 years at Oregon State. Obviously, the hope is Kelvin Banks can step right in and be a viable pass protector. Because, you know, the litmus test really, Charlie, for these guys, for tackles in the NFL, is whether they can pass protect one-on-one on third down. Because there's not one single offensive coordinator in this league that when it gets to be third down, those critical downs, that wants to keep a back or tight end into pass protect. They want to send five out. So really the litmus test is being able to pass protect one-on-one on third down.
Greg, one of the things, we have the Louisiana Line Camp here every year. We have 14 pro coaches here, along with Pete Jenkins, 83 years old, and Pete's coached everywhere and still coaching today. And every one of them tells you the same thing. Offensive line, I don't care if it's college or pro football, is the last thing to come together for a team, because it's five guys working as one. And guess what? You're going to have an injury.
Yeah, the big thing is, and again, this is where the practice schedules get in the way of the offensive line, because that requires a ton of work together. I mean, I had a chance for the third year in a row, and Eric McCoy was actually there, to go to the O-line masterminds in Frisco, Texas, that Duke Mannyweather and Jeff Schwartz and Lane Johnson do such a great job putting together. And all they talk about is the cohesion with five guys. That's the critical piece, and that requires practice time. And, you know, obviously with the way practice has worked out now with the collective bargaining agreement, sometimes that's tougher to really do, particularly now they're moving Trevor Penning to left guard. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how quickly or slowly, perhaps, hopefully not, but how quickly that can come together.
Greg, one of the things in the NFC South that has happened the last 2 years, I think he's not the most talented player. He's the most important the last 2 years. Baker Mayfield, and what you've seen of his growth, we always saw he had talent, and he always carried himself with a bit of swagger, but there was a lot of inconsistency in his play, and then all of a sudden, Dave Canales comes in, and he hones that in. Last year, we saw Liam Cohen really work with him well, and over the last 2 years, he's thrown more touchdown passes than any other guy in the National Football League. Yeah. That goes to show you how his game has really evolved. And in my opinion, has been the most important player in the NFC South.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and he's a lot more talented, I think, than people think. He throws the ball really, really well. And if you talk to people in the league and even other quarterbacks, they have tremendous respect for Baker Mayfield and the way he throws the ball. I think because of what happened in Cleveland, and because he's not a big guy, he's not a physically imposing guy, I think a lot of people look at him and think that, oh, he's just an average thrower. He really throws the ball well. And, you know, every once in a while, because he's got an aggressive throwing mindset, which I personally think is more of a positive than a negative, every once in a while he'll make a throw and you go, oh, that's a head-scratcher. But, you know, he's just gotten better and better at channeling the way in which he plays. They've got a solid O-line, although I guess Tristan Wirfs is going to be out for the early part of the season. They have good weapons. And I'll tell you what, they really run the play-action pass game extremely well. But he throws the ball really well, Mike. And I think he's reached the point where he's just a really solid NFL quarterback.
Greg, I wanted to go back to the Saints rookie class and ask you about Quincy Riley, one of their fourth-round picks.
Yeah.
You know, the Saints secondary is going to be very much a new-look kind of squad. We're losing Marshawn Lattimore and Paulson Adebo, and then you're entering this year with kind of Alante Taylor as the lead dog and second-year guy in Kool-Aid McKinstry. But one of those under kind of the radar players in the secondary is Quincy Riley, this team's rookie pick that was the 131st overall selection out of Louisville. I want to get your evaluation of him.
Yeah, I liked Riley coming out. I mean, the question is, because he's under 5'11", is will he be seen as an outside corner or as a slot corner eventually because he's under 5'11"? And, yeah, there are corners in the league under 5'11", obviously, but these days you'd love for your corner to be taller. But I liked Riley's tape. I thought he showed a deceptive twitch and suddenness to his movement. I thought he's I wouldn't say he's necessarily explosive, but he's smooth, he's fluid. There were really textbook reps of press man where he was both physical and where he could also play what we call mirror match press man, where he wasn't necessarily physical but matched the receiver right off the ball. you know, so again, how has he worked so far down there? Has he been an outside guy? Is that where they have him?
He has. They're projected that they're going to use him both spots. They're going to use him outside and also in the slot. But Alante Taylor kind of let
that. Where Alante Taylor ends up playing
exactly.
Based on the other players, because Taylor can play outside without question. So who knows if Taylor ends up playing outside, maybe Riley gets an opportunity to play in the slot.
Well, Taylor kind of let the cat out the bag a little bit. He was with us on draft night. And so I asked him, how are they going to use you? And he was like, just, hey, you remember how they used Jalen Ramsey with the Rams? And it popped in my head. First, second down, you outside, you in the slot on third down. And then Brandon Staley at one of the pressers, he made the announcement. Man, come on. You got the $30 million receivers playing in the slot, and I'm going to put a $3 million guy on him? Come on. I got to put my best guy. If they're going to move their top receiver to the slot, I can't keep him outside.
Right. Well, that's very likely to happen then. And if that's the case, then I think Quincy Riley would have an opportunity. Again, we still have to go through training camp, so we don't know. But I think he would certainly get an opportunity, because that other corner, you know, right now opposite McKinstry, I guess that would clearly be up in the air. That outside corner, if Taylor's going to play in the slot in their sub defenses.
One of the things we saw late last year, and maybe it's the mirage, and maybe it's real. But what happened in Carolina with Bryce Young? Because he came here early in the season. Greg, he was lousy. I mean, he missed wide open receivers. You could tell he was walking, as you pointed out, walking to the line, walking right into pressure and getting hit. We saw a totally different Bryce Young after he was benched for a little while and come back. Greg, he played really well down the stretch. And, you know, he had a couple of really good teams on the ropes. They couldn't put him away defensively to hold him down. But is that the real Bryce Young? And I guess it's just a guess on your part, too, because we've seen the good Bryce and the really good Bryce, and you don't know exactly which one you're going to catch this year. But I do know one thing. With McMillan in the lineup, he's a lot better quarterback.
You know, I would say this. I think with Bryce, everything is a function of protection and then his comfort level. And I think that's one reason that they made the move last year, and obviously it took time, where they signed the two guards, Damian Lewis and Robert Hunt, because Bryce, and I'm not making a comparison to Drew Brees, so I don't want people to think, oh, you know, what are you saying? It's just the size issue. What becomes the most important thing? The most important thing becomes the inside of your offensive line, because they control the depth of the pocket. So he needs space and room inside. He does not have a big arm, so he has to be comfortable. He has to feel like that he has space to see and to throw. And I think as the year progressed, that got better, and he just got more comfortable. And we'll see if that continues to happen. We don't know the answer to that. But you could see that he just was a more comfortable player as far as throwing the ball from the pocket.
Greg, last question for you. It's a position that I think, other than quarterbacks, the most difficult to play, and that's center. Your thoughts on there, McCoy, because, well, my goodness, you could make a strong argument he's the best football player on this Saints team.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. I certainly haven't studied Eric McCoy as an individual in detail. So, you know, I know that when I was down at the O-line Masterminds and talking to Duke Mannyweather, who studies, you know, and Brandon Thorne, who you probably know, you know, these guys study offensive linemen in great detail, and they think he's absolutely one of the best in the league. But, you know, this is a pretty good O-line. Obviously, I think the left guard with Penning, they're moving him inside. It's probably his best position in the league. We'll see how it goes. But if Banks is solid from day one, they've got a really good O-line. You know, so we'll see how it all plays out. You know, I think whoever is the starting quarterback, Shuck or Rattler, they're going to have a meaningful run game. Now, that's a relative term. It doesn't mean that Kamara's got to rush for, you know, 1,600 yards, but they've got to have a meaningful run game. And so that's an absolute critical piece to their offense.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great to have you on, and super insights as always. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Mike. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Greg.
All righty. Greg Cosell from NFL Films always does a great job. We come back, we'll have on with us Matty Hudak. Matty is the Tulane Green Wave sideline reporter. Also was one of the first in the area to have the story that Tulane had a real serious interest in Jake Ratliff, who they basically got a verbal commitment, and he's going to walk on to the Green Wave football team. We'll have Matty on right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, the sideline reporter for the Tulane Green Wave football team, Matty Hudak. Matty, thanks so much for joining us. Matty, I gave you full credit because the day that Jake Ratliff sort of made the decision he was not going to return to BYU, you wrote a piece saying you thought Tulane would be in the heavy mix for him, and a lot of that having to do with the connection with him when he was coming out of the JUCO ranks with John Sumrall, who was at then at Troy trying to get him to go there. And today looks as though from Pete Thamel, who had the story this morning, looks as though he is going to walk on to the Tulane Green Wave football team, filling a big void.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an exciting Monday, to say the least, and I was going to joke that you kind of manifested that by having me come on to the show, but I had seen somewhere that he was linked to Tulane as a program, then you look at John Sumrall's connection with him, and that's something that's really been a theme in that quarterback room, has been connections from high school, from prior coaching staffs, what have you, but it's really important in times like this where if you're a guy like Jake Ratliff, there's really not any time at all before next season. It's a week before fall camp starts for Tulane, so to have that prior connection and be familiar with so much of the staff at Tulane from his official visit at Troy, I think it just makes it seamless and a really exciting quarterback room now for Tulane.
Matty, it was funny because Coach Sumrall has been on with us a couple times, and he seemed really bullish about his defense. You can tell in his voice that he likes what he's got, the additions he's made, what he saw in the spring, even though there's a lot of new pieces here. But I could also tell in his voice he wasn't sure about the quarterback situation. And you can say it's an open competition, but right now it's really Jake's job to lose, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at the room there. You did have Caden Simonza, who was a full-time starter at Ball State last year, but you don't have a quarterback in that room that has a year of starting experience at the Power 4 level, let alone being able to lead them to 11-2. I think he completed like 213 passes for 2,900-something yards, 20 passing touchdowns, 6 rushing touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Those are numbers against quality competition. And, you know, you're getting a guy that if he wanted to sit on the bench, he could have just, you know, hypothetically stayed at BYU with a 7-game suspension. But I think that's where you see him coming, somewhere where, of all places, to know that the quarterback competition at Tulane, the way it was run last year, when John Summerall says it's an open competition, let the best man win, he really means that when he says it. And so for him to come in, yeah, you missed summer workouts, you missed spring camp, but he is, you know, a high caliber starting quarterback who wants to start this year. So, like you said, I think he's going to be leading the race, if not kind of, like you said, his to lose.
Matty, I think one of the things in the first part of the question by Coach Summerall was that, from what you've seen, do you have a lot of optimism also, like he did, about his defense?
Absolutely. I kind of forgot about you saying that part. You know, you talk about the defensive line and the players, hearing the players talk about guys on the D-line through spring camp. You know, I always go back to our conversation where you call it pajamas and slippers during, you know, training camp for the defensive line. But some guys, you can just feel them on the field. And someone like Santana Hopper, who's come in, he's made such, you know, an imposing presence. It was almost kind of hard to evaluate the quarterback competition at times, not having as much continuity on the offensive line side of the ball. But having Sam Howard come back as, you know, a starting linebacker, having Dixon Adugu and Chris Rogers and the time on task they had last year, you lose your starting corners, but you also have Bailey DeSpaney, Jack Chinchu, and Kevin Adams coming back, who, you know, Jack Chinchu and Kevin Adams played quite a bit of time, including as early against the Kansas State Wildcats in week two last year, and against Oklahoma when Bailey DeSpaney got ejected, and then really just kind of came on really quickly. And so to have almost that spine of your defense be there, I think it's a lot more continuity on that side compared to both last year and on the offensive side of the ball.
Matty, it's another thing that Mike brings up all the time. The next man up mentality is kind of stupid when you have a star that exits the building. And I wanted to ask you about the running back room, because Mekhi Hughes transferred into Oregon. We had John Summerall on every single Tuesday for Tulane Tuesday on WWL, and he kept calling him a workhorse. He was so good for the program for so many years. He's now out the building. So I wanted to ask you about who's next up in that running back room, who could potentially fill those very big shoes and fill that void at the running back spot.
Yeah, it's interesting. I would kind of say Maurice Turner, the transfer coming in from Louisville, because kind of leading that race going into, you know, throughout spring camp. But all of the running backs this year are just a really interesting kind of archetype, where they're a little more fluid, a little less kind of downhill bruiser runners, except for Arnold Duda Barnes, who I do think almost became just a redundant running back behind Mekhi Hughes at times. But he kind of fills that same role that you would want out of Hughes. But then I think you have a little deeper room this year, and ones that can kind of pass catch a little better, are a little closer to Tajay Spears. You have that Maurice Turner and Jamari McClure, who, you know, he's a very interesting guy. He's so athletic and fluid, but he didn't play football until, I believe, his junior or senior year. He was just a track runner, but the limited snaps he had last year against UAB, it's kind of like, okay, put this guy in a box. He's really that good. And then I believe his name's Zaberry Mobley, the transfer from FAU. Then you have the freshman Javen Gordon as well, who I was really impressed by throughout spring practice, to kind of come in and assimilate that quickly. As you know, he should have still been in high school at that point. They were able to get him over from Duke. So I think kind of all together, of course, it's so hard to replace a guy like Mekhi Hughes, who set a career high at halftime against North Texas last year. Just, I haven't seen a running back be able to take that considerable of a workload before. But I do think overall the room is a little deeper and perhaps a little more versatile.
Matty, this coming Wednesday, if my memory is right, you have the women's camp. So tell us a little bit about that that camp. And I know you've been involved for years with the camp.
Yeah, I'm really excited to put this on again this year. We were kind of blown away, and you know, a lot of people heard my interview on WWL last summer before the women's clinic. But you know, it's put on by Coach Summerall's wife, Ginny, and it's just such a great way for women to kind of have a space for them and get excited ahead of the football season and get a little glimpse into kind of what the process is like, what it's like to watch film and be able to go through the locker room, try on things like that. And then we get to run drills at the end, which was incredibly fun last year. You know, hopefully weather permits that we're able to do that again this year, but there's a great happy hour beforehand. They've added a silent auction this year too, that I think there are sideline tickets to Duke, being able to travel with the team and a stay at the Marriott downtown. So there's so much there, but it was such a good communal event, and one that I think, again, the attendance last year really just kind of blew me away, and I really hope to see that much, if not more, ladies there again this year. It's on Wednesday at 5:30, and you can buy those tickets online at that Tulane's website.
The wide receiver room has been changed quite a bit from a year ago. And so I'll get your thoughts on some of the people that you've got to see in the spring. And you got some returning, but you got some new pieces coming involved. That, to me, really helped Mensa in his development. I thought that was good rapport with him and the wideouts, which a lot of times it takes a while, but you saw it was pretty quick with the young quarterback and his receivers. What are you looking at this year's wide receiver group for the Green Wave?
I mean, this year's group, it's just a lot more unproven. You know, you had Mario Williams last year who you could look at during camp and say, yeah, he's going to get 1,000 yards next year. But he also had such good guys around him, Dante Fleming, Yo'Keith Brown, who had spent time at Tulane, had really spent time in critical moments. And they stepped up for him, especially kind of early on when he was still kind of getting his bearings. And that's, you know, pretty much all of the production at wide receiver gone. What I will say is the guys that are still here are, you know, as clutch as you could ask. Bryce Bohannon, he's someone that, yeah, when there's guys like Mario Williams there, Yo'Keith Brown, Dante Fleming, he didn't get that much time. But whenever they're hurt, whenever there's been injury pileups on Tulane's wide receiver room, Bryce Bohannon has always stepped in. He's always been the leading receiver, often really critical on fourth down, but has also just been such a great leader. But I also noticed at the end of last year was Shaz Preston. You know, Darian Mensa went to him, even though he really hadn't spent any time practicing with him since spring camp, on third down and fourth down very often, including his first catch for a touchdown. So you have someone like Shaz Preston, who was able to be a kind of critical moment performer for your last quarterback, have all that time during spring. Now, if it ends up being Jake Retzlaff, all of that time cultivating chemistry is kind of a moot point. But you have some guys that came in from the transfer portal. But I think those are two kind of the guys that are leading the room that come back from Tulane. And you have some intriguing speed coming in with Omari Hayes, who we didn't get to see that much during spring camp because he got hurt and had something. Same with Jimmy Callaway from, I want to say, Kentucky. We weren't able to see him during spring camp much at all. You saw a little of Anthony Brown Stevens, who transferred in. He's kind of that quick in short area space, reminds you a little bit about what Yo'Keith Brown could do last year. But there's really no true wide receiver one, at least now. That's where I think, honestly, a quarterback like, you know, Jake Retzlaff or Brendan Sullivan could come in and show that they're able to take command of this receiver room. I think that would be a really strong trait.
If Mr. Preston can stay healthy, you got something there, Matt. I'm telling you, I saw him in high school, and he was a cut above. A physical receiver that it wasn't a 50-50 ball. And when they threw it up, it was 80-20, and he had the 80. He's that good, but got to keep him healthy. One more time, Matty, how they can get tickets to the women's camp this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, it's on Tulane's website. I should have had the actual link, but they've been posting it on X and on Instagram on the Tulane official accounts. There's always a link there. I'll post it on X as well at MattyHudak_94.
Matty, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, and we'll be talking quite a bit as the football season is right here.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Mike. Roll wave.
All righty. Matty Hudak, who is the sideline reporter for the Tulane Green Wave, will be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing off here on hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, I want to thank Greg Cosell from NFL Films, also Matty Hudak, Tulane Green Wave sideline reporter, for joining us in hour number one. Hour number two, Catherine Terrell will break down the black and gold right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.